The military has gotten serious about 5G, 6G, whatever G's they're using for warfare tactics. We're going to get into this here today heavily with you and where this is all going as the continuated process of toxicity continues to happen. And just another scenario in the loop of scenarios where Philadelphia recently had to get bottled water because their water was contaminated as well. Well, this supposedly 10 or 11 barges broke loose in Ohio River in Louisville, and you got the Army Corps of Engineers saying that the incident occurred at 2 a.m. Tuesday, and it's 1,400 tons of toxic alcohol compound, officials have said. So that's just another continuated process of everything else that's going on. So moving into the story though here, it started from the fish being controlled with sound waves. It started with from all types of creatures being experimented on. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. But now the military has gotten so serious that they had to change an entire unit to basically telling you on this website, this is the Air National Guard website, they go in to say, Vandenberg Space Force Base, 216 Space Force Control. They go in and change the unit shift in name to reflect their modern mission. So instead of being the Air National Guard, they go into the Electromagnetic Warfare Unit. So U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Mark Masterman, commander of 216 Electromagnetic Warfare Squadron, said, will now be recognizing the name as a combat unit providing critical electromagnetic warfare effects in joint forces and across all domains, including but not limited to space, which is obviously the sky. So I'm gonna get to this video where basically they start talking about how this is all going down and where it's going down. And this usually affects us as well. Obviously it's gonna affect us. It's affected people for years and years to come. But I'm gonna tell you about some of the things that they're gonna be deploying as well. It's specific types of trucks and stuff like that that we haven't seen yet, but we're going to get some detail into it. But listen to what they say here.
You know, as you start to look at manned unmanned teaming in some of the robotic areas, you know, 5G has got a tremendous amount of opportunity to allow for that type of connectivity. We even look at one of the areas we haven't talked about is the aerial layer, and we start to thicken the network, not just in the terrestrial, not just space, but also in the air, and as General Ray mentioned too, within space, there's a lot of opportunity there. However, at the same token, you know, 5G, well, as I know within the department, we're starting to look at, a rollout in various tranches, starting at, even at our installations and then moving down to our tactical environment. But as you start to look at some of the future demands for information, when you get into future battle space, 5G is gonna have a tremendous opportunity.
So as you see, there they are talking about how it's going to have this huge situation happen. Here's the electromagnetic warfare market going up by just thousands and thousands of dollars. And as you look on there, you see those trucks mounted, which they did a lot of drills for these specific cult trucks. They call it COLT. It's not the specific cult that they usually have that you see the military vehicle. It's a different type. They talk about this. Defense Department uses the cell on light trucks to test a variety of fifth generation 5G mobile communication capabilities. They also proved useful in September for providing communication for Operation Allies and effort. And so why are they getting so serious? Why is electromagnetic spectrum important? Because they're saying that this is where the new wars are going to be fought. And let's look into these trucks really quick. So Satellite Colt, this is some of the other ones that we can show you right now, and they have a mobile cell site that connects to this. So obviously these operations will not just be used for the military applications. They even admit it was already dispersed in the atmosphere, which those waves come right down onto us, just like when HAARP shoots up its electromagnetic interference systems. So like I said, they did the training already on this. They already have the capabilities and they know exactly what it does. They just don't really care about the population much. So that's exactly why you have to shield yourself in these oncoming scenarios. Now I'm gonna read too. It says Pentagon leverages 5G to fight in electromagnetic spectrum. Whether it's look let's get past that part, but the Pentagon communication technology has become a key enabler for the other more critical function, the ability to harness electromagnetic spectrum for operations. A significant amount of military weapon systems and applications depend on electromagnetic spectrum, the range of frequencies or wavelengths of electromagnetic energy to operate according to congressional research. So all these wavelengths and stuff like that that basically is being put into the atmosphere heavily is like not really worried about you. It's not worried about us. It's not worried about how we're affected. And so whenever you disperse this stuff into the atmosphere, electromagnetic energy, and you already got heavy metals in the atmosphere, it becomes more conductive. And then when it lays onto the human body, you get charged up and hit with these electrical conductive charges. And it's only obvious that's what's happening here. And like I was saying, the sleeping pods works in any room, helps dramatically lower the risk of EMF exposure for individuals. The point of the product is to help users activate the homeostasis, which is the balance in all of the systems in the body that is crucial to function and ultimately sustain their life. Now, these, like I said, these all is very important to have, because like I said, even myself, I'm keeping it like in one of my chest pockets and stuff like that when I'm walking around sometimes, because not only is it deflecting some of the radio frequencies off of you, it's also helping your blood, brain, and everything else become more like less damaged, because this is basically blood cells being damaged, and this pod here is just helping us not be damaged as much. So that link and stuff like that, we'll have all that below. We're coming out with another video here on this topic, but it's about like kind of like where the whole New World Order military is going. So you'll probably see that video either below this one after I post it later, or it'll be on the left side of this video. So check out the RF Shielding. Again, I'll drop that link in the chat. And I just want to see if anybody in the chat currently have been having some weird effects, because whenever everybody was going through the HARP situation, I was right here and I was telling you, I was like, hey, if you have any issues, report it here on the channel, leave a long string of comments, and so that people can see how serious this situation is, and so that we could actually take action on multiple levels. And so I'm asking you to do the same thing. If you're feeling just some weirdness in the atmosphere, you're having this weird, you know, just moments of just maybe just sensations that you wasn't feeling just a couple weeks ago, because in the next coming weeks, they're preparing for huge deployments, not just because of military operations, but it's going to be domestic operations. I'm pretty sure they literally admit that in this video. So hair also staticky shocking myself, somebody says. So again, like I said, that comes down to the person like getting detoxification of all the heavy metals. And when you go outside, if it's raining, I had one day where my hair actually was staticky and shocky. And this is what happened. It had rained that day. Some rain had touched my hair. And for like 2 days, I had that staticky shocky feeling. But as soon as I washed my hair, that feeling completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. Now, the skin things with stuff popping up on the skins, it's kind of weird with all that stuff, because that's happened to me before, too. I am sleep depriving, somebody says. We're yelling, acting up like crazy, too. So, sleep deprivation is another thing that happens, too. And so, that's why it's important to have radiation deflection devices with you. Again, it's all earth elements. And the guy who made the sleeping pod, which I put the link in the chat and I'll put it at the end of this video, he was a former Navy engineer who had to get out of it because he was so electromagnetic sensitive that he couldn't basically continue. And like I said, in California court, you can go there and they have this claiming where you can claim that you have electromagnetic hypersensitivity. And I'm not sure if they fully passed it, but they were saying they might pass it so that people can get compensated for this. Their ears ringing. Also, I've heard a lot about this where it could be you just next to too much Wi-Fi. It could be you next to too much phones. It could be that you in your earlier life, you know, you were just close to music too much and it was loud sounds and that would damage your hearing. It could have been that you were in, you know, shooting guns a lot and you kind of damage your hearing because you didn't put earmuffs on. It could be a lot of things, but electromagnetic hypersensitivity is another key factor that plays into that as well. Somebody says my nerves are on overdrive. So the thing is, like, okay, the nerve overdrive and everything else, we wanted to talk about a little bit of that. So it depends on what's happening with your nerves, that process could be multiple different things you could use. And I put some videos about specific herbs and stuff like that for the nerves and stuff like that. Obviously, we know vitamin B is something, but vitamin B is not the only thing causing people to have these nerve issues, because I'm not sure if it's tingling nerves. I'm not sure if you just have something where it's just a pulsing feeling, because it's a lot that goes into this. Ringing ears, shaking inside, a very healthy person can tell something weird is in the air. So somebody just said, just sub, Max. I like anything about FEMA. Okay, cool. Definitely, we'll have more information coming. Just wanted to answer a few questions, and you can put more in the comment section below. We'll be looking into a lot more of this. JW, can you talk about lower leg swelling and leaking? I'm going to get into a lot of more of this, and all this stuff that you're putting out right now, everybody. I'm going to compile it and try to see what I can look into to help as much as possible. But, however, just being alleviated from some type of level of this is to one, like I said, whenever it's you're in the atmosphere, you're out there, you got to remember everything is dropping on us, and then on a daily basis, certain clothes you wear could be the clothes that deflect radiation as well. So that's important. But the sleeping pod link will be below. You can check that out. We'll have more coming today. I'm gonna be looking to all these situations and leave more comments below. Thanks for